I'm George Walker. The Indianapolis Early Music Festival presents the Baltimore Consort in a program of early music from Scotland titled Adieu Dundee, Friday the 11th in the Indiana History Center. Our guest is a founding member of the group, Mark Sudeck. Mark's the director of the Early Music Festival at the Peabody Conservatory and the artistic director of the Indianapolis Festival. Mark, tell us a little bit about the founding of the group.
Well, George, the group was founded in 1980, and most of the instrumentalists are all original members. And we were initially formed to recreate a very specific Elizabethan repertory, music for broken consort.
Mark, what's a broken consort?
Well, a broken consort is one that has instruments from different families. And this particular consort, the English consort, has three sustaining instruments, a treble, viola da gamba. Sometimes groups will use a violin in its place, and a Renaissance flute, and groups will frequently use a recorder for that line, and then a bass viola da gamba. And these three sustaining instruments play, you know, the melody, the bass, and kind of a counter melody that is frequently made up. And then they're supported by three accompanying plucked stringed instruments, the wire-strung cittern and bandora, and the lute. Interestingly, the lute plays a double function. It plays a kind of a harmonic background or chordal accompaniment on the first times through strains of music. And then on repeats, it improvises with very florid, fast scale passages. And we found in that repertory that it was indeed a repertory of arrangements, largely of popular tunes. So we started then taking popular tunes of England that were not represented and doing them and then branching out to other countries. And we got to Scotland very quickly.
You mentioned earlier that in Scotland, especially during the period that you're studying, there were influences from many areas, and Scotland actually was really coming to the full flower of what's sometimes even called the Scots Renaissance.
That's right. There were great Scottish poets at the time, and there was a lot of influence, especially from France, in the courtly music of the time, because as you know, Mary, Queen of Scots, was raised in France. She was married to the young French king. And then when he passed away, she moved back to Scotland. And we all fell in love with the music. It was a wonderful combination of beautiful courtly music that has both some English and a lot of French influence, and then the great treasures of the Scottish folk music that were written down early on. A lot of the English folk music wasn't really written down until much, much later. In fact, it was preserved in Appalachia. But in Scotland, they took great pride in their native airs and, you know, wrote them down for various instruments, and they're found in manuscripts. And we've taken these great tunes and arranged them for the full group, and it's a lot of fun.
We've been talking with Mark Sudeck, a founding member of the Baltimore Consort. The Indianapolis Early Music Festival presents the consort in a program from Scotland titled Adieu Dundee, Friday the 11th in the Indiana History Center. I'm George Walker.